funny you say that. Have y'all seen, there's this football player, his name is Kirk Cousins. He's a quarterback. He's really popular, like, because, like, he'll wear, like, gold chains and do stupid TikTok dances. So he's really popular, like, on social media. Mm-hmm. And anyways, they had him do a commercial for KFC, right?
And oh, no.
He pulls out the chicken, and he's like, oh, yeah, you know, you give this to our players, to our wide receivers, that way they work a little bit harder.
God damn.
And it's like, there's no fucking way that's not racist.
Bro, I was,
it's impossible to not sound racist about that.
Oh, yeah, no, there's no way.
I can find it. That shit was
funny. The other day, I was waking up, because I worked the night. Mm-hmm. The sun was up as like a motherfucker, bro. I walked out, and I couldn't help but say it was brighter than a Klan rally out there.
Nice.
Jesus Christ.
Shit was crazy.
Yo, so I feel like, besides, you know, it being fried chicken, I feel like Popeyes is really set for, like, the African-American community.
Whoa.
Bro, I did urban, think I was...
Urban community. Get
oh,
it right.
They changed it now? It's urban? I didn't know that.
Yo, Keith Urban's fucked.
Bro, they have Hawaiian Punch on tap.
Yo, what?
So does Timmy Chang's.
What's wrong I've never with been that? To Timmy Chang's.
Oh, you're missing out.
Yo,
I think you're
making shit. I fucking love Popeyes, bro. That shit's so good.
Popeyes is shit too. That spicy chicken, shit,
bro. If pussy tasted like spicy chicken tenders and sweet heat sauce, I ain't eating nothing else.
We'd be in trouble,
bro. My app, my username for the Popeyes app is sweet heat sauce. So those fucks don't forget my sauce.
I'm sitting here thinking about what he just said, and I'm like, don't you still do that anyway?
Right.
What? Oh, yeah. You can tell me and Alan go way back like 22s on a Cadillac, because he knows my eating habits.
I see that. All right, hold on. Let me, I found the KFC commercial. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, enlighten us, big boy.
Hold on. Let me give it a second there.
Damn, now I got fucking Johnny Dang stuck in my head, bro.
Oh, yeah, I've been jamming it out all day.
Louis Vuitton umbrella as I walked through the rain in the kitchen with the chicken bread. Like, goddamn shit, he hit that shit. And he's holding a chicken, dog. That shit's so fire. I'm like, yeah.
You know what's really funny, though, is that I've told Daniel, but I feel like if Daniel pursued rapping versus podcasting, I feel like he'd look just like Mexican OT.
Oh, for sure, bro.
Yo.
For sure.
Except his ass would just be called OT.
Right?
That man be working.
All right, here we go. Is it showing?
Shit, call me PTO, showing. Bro.
It's not showing me.
It's not showing?
Mm-mm. It's not showing
what
me.
The fuck?
Oh, now I'm seeing it. Now I'm seeing your screen.
Oh, there it goes.
Are you seeing it?
There we go.
Dude,
you got
my
it.
Computer's
yeah, you got
like
it.
Acting up. Okay. Let's see if it plays.
Gaycock.com. That's crazy, bro. Okay. I see your tabs.
That's wild, right?
Oh, yeah. Hey, that young man's got a nice dick broom on his upper lip. That shit's crazy. No way.
Yeah. Tell me that's not the most racist commercial you've ever seen. Well,
bro,
was that during a game too?
Yes, it was.
It was.
It aired during a fucking game, bro.
That's the most perfect on brand Colonel Sanders, the South will rise again commercial I've ever seen.
No, he's straight up simply give it to the wide receiver.
Hey. So I got a question for you boys.
What's up?
All right. So if this one situation happened, the only way that you could fix it is by fucking them. So
oh, God.
Your wife's I guess brain gets transferred into your mom's body, and your mom's brain gets transferred into your wife's body. Who do you fuck to switch it back?
That's a really good question. Now, do I know that they got swapped?
Yes.
I do know.
Guaranteed. Okay. The only way to fix the swap is to fuck one of them. But your wife's brain is in your mom's body, and your mom's brain is in your wife's body.
Like, man, my mom's up there in age already.
You said the Alzheimer's is thick. We got it.
So
I'm clapping mama's brain.
Yeah. I had to. I don't want to see my mom naked, bro. I'd rather clap some cheeks that I already know, even though I have some other mind, you know?
That's fucking awesome.
I thought you were going to go in a totally different direction.
I mean, I had to think about that one phrase. My mom's old. She'll forget.
She'll forget. No shit. Unless you forget and you start laying it down like you did when you got yourself married, man.
Oh, man.
What about you, Alan? What you doing? You blowing up the box? Or what?
I said, I'm the man.
Thinking about it, I like your theory, and I'd probably go with your theory.
The theory of fucking my memory problem, mother.
Knowing, clapping the cheeks that I already know. But
yeah, because the last time you were in the other cheeks was a long time ago.
Man. I was never in the cheeks, son.
Jesus, I
don't know what you did as a child, Blake, but I was never in them cheeks.
Hey, no, man, you had to slide up and out of that joint.
Oh my god,
I slid out the canal, bro, not the cheeks.
I ran down like a turd.
What about you, Alan? Answer that shit.
I told you. Did you not hear me?
He's going to do the same thing. He's going to bang out his girl with his mom's brain.
All right. You, Blake? Look,
so
since you don't,
single,
so you don't have
so
a significant
right
other,
now.
we're going to put your baby mom's or your mama.
If I kill baby mama, like my mom dies too.
Yeah.
Nah, my mom's got a sharp mind, bro. I'm just going to cut my dick off.
I would say that's a tricky situation because your mom knows all your moves. But...
Well, it's fucked because, like, that, like, baby mama's got a fat old fucking, like, dump truck on her, bro. Mm-hmm. And I have no ass because of genetics. So, like, that's not good, bro. That's not a good
thing. Also, do you cuddle after?
Like, what's the aftercare on that? Like, shut up, bitch. Don't call me daddy. Don't use baby mama's voice in that tone.
Oh, that's the other thing too, right? Because I mean,
what if she calls you by
her nicknames? What do they sound like? Their actual voice?
No, I bet it sounds like the girl that you're with, but she uses like the nicknames that you grew up with.
Oh no!
No!
Like, oh, fuck this pussy,
no.
Pookie!
No!
No! God no.
I would hate to hear creamy Blakey. Gross, dude. Gross.
He's about to drive into a wall.
Right.
With a fast car, bro. Someone called Tracy Chapman. I need a song. No, dude.
Oh my god, dude.
Oh, Jesus.
That's fucking terrible.
Hit the brakes on that, bitch.
How traumatic would that be, though? Because, like, for the rest of your life and the rest of your mom's life, like, y'all have that awkward moment.
I mean, not for y'all. Y'all have like the fucking Alzheimer's patients. I got a sharp wit. Oh, yeah. Like I got a
whoa. Mom's not that old.
Mom's not that old, but she doesn't have the best memory.
But if you were to fuck your mom's body with your wife's brain in it, you're fucking your wife, but your mom's body.
Yeah, no. I'll pass on that.
See,
one.
See, because you're talking about the only way to fix it is to fuck them, right? So it's like once the deed is done,
you don't have to fuck both of them. You just have to fuck one.
No. You were like
and
the moment
completion.
How do you know that that's the fix though? Like
that's
who told
the situation
you?
Situation we've been presented with.
Who told you that's the fix? Because that's a fucked up thing, and that doesn't fix
it. I feel like that's Blake's solution to everything. I see a problem. Fuck it, I'm sticking my dick in it.
That's why I'm a bard in D&D, bro. Y'all got a dragon, I'm gonna fuck it. I'm gonna drag these nuts across it.
Oh my Jesus, man.
No, see, I was presented with a problem, so I came to the two people who are closest to engineers that I could possibly think about. And I'm like, hey, buddy, got that diesel pussy we're working with.
Oh my
God. Oh, man.
The trauma after that, though, like... You know how much therapy it's going to take to...
Oh, until you die.
Yeah, at least.
Dr. Phil's going to be like, how does that make you feel? Bend over and find out, motherfucker.
Right? Oh, man.
Man, I'm just saying that's going to be so awkward. Like the after effects of it, right? Because even though you fix the problem, I mean, the after effects.
No, what would be worse
the worst part is, so your mom's, I mean, your wife's and your mom's, or your significant other's in your mom's body. Whatever dad tries to clap them cheeks, bro, it's not
What I was thinking, bro, is like, what if you get hit with that Uno reverse right when you clap them cheeks? What if you get it? And then your brain goes into your dad's body, and then you now have to fuck your mom.
Oh, no, that's taking it too far. No,
that's where we're drawing the line.
We were fine with fucking weird shit, but now. Oh, God, no. I'd be like, please. I'd be a priest real quick. I'm like, no, I found the Lord. I'm good. Every time I come, I see a crucifix and my Lord.
I mean, just think how terrible that is, though.
Fuck, dog. I feel like I'm having a traumatic experience already.
Right? Just running through the scenario already
just,
got anxiety.
Just being the overthinker that I am, picturing the scenario, and I'm like, bro, I can't do it. No.
No.
But that actually happened, no.
Turns out buckshot's flavorful.
Just ask Kurt Cobain.
I was going to say, who let Cobain cook? He likes his food spicy.
Likes it extra hot.
Man, I had some mind-blowing food the other day. Yes, you did, Kurt. Yes, you did.
Just took my breath away, huh?
Take my breath away.
So was it us that posted that thing about Kurt Cobain, or was that something else that I've seen?
That was us.
Yeah.
With Kurt Cobain.
I was just thinking about that. Cobain.
That was so fucked up.
No, it's Kobe. But Cobain never missed a shot.
And he swears he doesn't have a gun. That's the craziest part.
Oh, my God.
I forgot I posted that. Oh, my God, dude. That shit was terrible. I had to, though. I had to. We got pushed the envelope. I mean, have you not seen our social media? It's actually doing pretty good now.
Gotta push that envelope, bro. Gotta put some anthrax powder in there and send it in the fucking mail.
There we go.
Did anyone even watch the video that I sent on Instagram?
Which one? Hold on, which one? I got my Instagram pulled up. I can pull up the video.
Oh, you
want to watch it? It's a video that I made.
Oh, you made it?
Yeah.
Oh, you naughty boy. Where'd you send
You'll
it
see
to?
See the banana. The group chat. Okay, yesterday at 7:30 p.m.
Let me pull it up. Let's see.
Yeah, no, I saw that. That's fucking hilarious.
Let's see what you're talking about, Alan.
I made it.
That's fucking great. That's great.
Let me know when you can see my screen.
Hey, bro, it's like whenever America released Oppenheimer and then Japan started making 9/11 memes.
Jesus fucking Christ.
We're like, bro, we're all about that. Fuck the government. Let's go.
Does it have a song to it or no?
No.
It could.
Okay.
It could.
No, I'm just making sure that way, you know, when I play this on the podcast, it doesn't get pulled for copyright.
No, it doesn't. It shouldn't have a song.
Let the tower hit the float.
Oh, goddamn.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I don't even want to know what you were doing 4 days ago.
Give it a second.
What was I doing 4 days ago? Who was I doing 4 days ago?
Well, we're waiting for that to load. Y'all know, like, football season started on 9/11 this year?
Yeah, no, I didn't know that.
And the wildest thing happened, dude. Tell me how ironic this is. On 9/11, the football team, the New York Jets, delivered tragic news to New York once again by their quarterback injuring himself in the first quarter, in the first four
plays. Yo, he got fucked. Did you
like,
see
how
the
ironic
video?
Is it that a Jet ruined 9/11 for the people of New York?
Oh, it's perfect. I'm like, hey, we can never forget.
I listened to this video.
It's not the one I'm talking about, but it's even more hilarious too.
Oh no, this one's great. This one's good. I like it.
What the fuck? What the fuck, Ellie?
Oh no.
Fucking Alan.
Got that pussy smelling like white diamonds, bro.
Hold on. We got a special guest coming in. He's coming in hot.
Let's hope he's not showing his nuts.
What's wrong with Chris's nuts?
Bro, every time he comes on camera, he's showing his nuts to us.
That's not an actual statement.
Literally, he has a nut cam on his desk that points down straight at his
nuts.
Bro, that's
my OnlyFans, dude.
Yo, one time he scratches it.
You mean
bro,
your
one
OnlyFans?
Time he was sitting up blast beats and
OnlyFans.
His nuts slipped out.
What?
I said you're hitting up blast beats and your nuts slipped out. You hit them double bass
that's
and
the other
fucking bounce right off the stool, bro.
Speaking of stretching my balls. I gotta scratch my balls.
Yo, Chris, when are you going to Acadia again, bro?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Acadia?
Because I saw the perfect animal
bar.
Sticker in the bar, in the bathroom again.
Wasn't that from you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, that sir. Was your handiwork. We didn't do that shit. I haven't talked to DeVoe in like fucking year. I haven't talked to DeVoe all year yet.
Damn.
He's too busy playing with fucking other bands.
Damn, he replaced
like,
you.
Like instruments or their dicks?
I'm going to say probably both. I don't know. That man's sexuality is questionable.
I feel like all sexuality is questionable. Hey, Chris, here's a question.
Oh, God.
So let me ask you, bud. So if Ali's brain went into your mom's body and your mom's brain went into Ali's body, and the only way to switch them back is by fucking one of them, which one do you fuck?
Okay, question. Can I be blacked out drunk?
No.
Oh.
The magic's got to work.
Can one of them have a blindfold on?
I mean, what the fuck?
That's your word?
Fuck, Chris, are you trying to 50 Shades of Grey your mom, bro?
Well, it's my mom's mom. My mom's going to Allie's body. So technically, it's not incest.
I would think you want the blindfold for yourself.
No, I don't know.
Kind of mystery bang his mom.
Who knows? I don't want the blindfold for myself. Who knows what kind of chicken they do?
You want cuffs too while you're at it, bro?
Nah, I'm not. That's too, I don't want to do all the work.
He's like, I don't want to do all the work.
We can door dash you some plan B while we're at it.
But if it's my mom's brain and Allie's body, it's not actually incest. You're not penetrating your mom.
Yeah, but she's going to remember that, dude.
Well, it's definitely a mind fuck, though.
Who are you fucking, though?
Well, just don't let her give you head. It's fine.
That's also very true.
Yeah, but now your mom makes eye contact.
I'm definitely. I'm gonna choose the alley with my mom's brain on her.
Oh yeah, there's no foreplay in this situation.
She gonna be blindfolded.
Tied up.
I'm gonna say it's a stranger.
Hey, speaking Yoda. Now my next question.
Stranger,
is,
I am. Mm-hmm.
After solving
Chris,
that,
I am not.
Solving that little conundrum you're in, you then get Uno reversed, and your brain goes into
it
her dad's
part,
body.
This is not a party
her
original.
Her dad's
no.
brain
no.
goes into your body. Now, well, do you dad, come her... on to Allie to make her like fuck you, or do you go fuck her mom in the chain, like, or try to get her mom to fuck you?
How
do you
her that? her dad's dead, and her mom's estranged. So I don't know how to solve that question.
Oh damn! So all you gotta do is lay there.
Exactly.
Wait, so he never gets to go back?
Hey, he'll be the stiffest he's ever been.
Are you still recording?
Yes.
I said I'll be here in like a minute, 45 minutes ago, but I was in a Magic the Gathering giveaway, and I was
you're separated from mom and girl.
Jesus fucking Christ.
He was too busy.
Like, funny you should ask. I'm not prepared for this.
Anyway, but why did you why did you choose your mom's brain?
Because it's not my mom's body, so I feel like it's not incest, or and also
no,
not
she
weird.
Is going back.
No,
yeah, but it's my mom's brain, but it's not her vagina.
No, you do remember she's gonna feel everything, and she's gonna remember this.
She's also gonna remember she's also gonna be fucking blindfolded. She's not gonna know what the fuck's going on. I'm gonna
say
nothing.
You gotta ask. I'd be like, yo, dad, do we have the same dick?
Right?
I would never ask my dad that question, because that's weird.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
He's like, hold on. Just for my own sense of security, let me see your dad.
If my dad has the same kink in it.
That's going to be like Peter Griffin and Chris Griffin.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No. Your dad's going to be like, what the fuck is that?
Right.
I knew your mother was cheating on me. God damn it.
I should just not came in here.
Homie's got like the foot long. Dad's rocking with a pepperoni.
I came in to check on what Blake, not Blake, what Alan Kidani were doing. Fucking turns out fucking Papa Long Dealer's here. Who said he wasn't gonna fucking be here?
This is a trauma episode, bro.
Fucking ask me the last greatest questions. Would you fuck your mom if she had your ex-girlfriend's brain, or would you fuck your ex-girlfriend if you had your mom's brain?
Hey, I've been trying to Uno reverse it.
Which I don't have a brain. What the fuck does that even mean? Okay. Yeah, hi everyone, I'm here. I'm gonna mute myself, because I'm also gonna give away. So,
he's
fuck
like,
you
I'm
guys.
I'm getting traumatized.
He's like, I'm gonna dip before I get more traumatized.
Oh,
after
man.
Realizing that Blake is here, I'm dipping.
Right.
He's like,
I gotta go and leave now.
He's like,
I was unprepared for this.
Oh yeah.
Fucking Blake just came right out the gate with it. He's like, before you get comfortable, I need to ask you a serious question.
I need to know.
Hey bro, we're hitting hard hitting questions over here. This is bleeding edge journalism, dude.
Fucking journalism, bro.
Or at least my brain's bleeding.
Something's bleeding.
You should write that down as like one of your questions for Man on the Street.
Yeah. Bro, we should try to do Man on the Street like sometime this month or next month.
Oh, dude, I should ask that
dude,
question at, like a murder suicide.
Oh, that'd be good.
Hell yeah, I should go up to somebody's funeral, like a fresh funeral, and be like, I'm sorry for your loss, but which one of these cats you fucking? To bring them back.
You gotta dress up like a wizard, though, like you're Harry Potter or some shit.
No, I gotta dress up
like
Hagrid.
Bring them back.
I believe in you because you're a wizard, Harry. My name's Tim.
Jesus.
Yo, you know the bar called The Room in Spring?
Uh-oh.
It's a gay bar, bro. I found
out.
Yeah.
Find out the easy way or the hard way?
I went on a date with this alt girl, and she's super fucking cute, and I'm like, all right, I've got problems. Let's find out.
Let's do this. All right.
We go to there to play pool, and Little boy comes up. He's in a mesh shirt. He got the monkey pox on his face. And he's like, hi, my name is Tim. By the way, you are gorgeous to the girl I'm with. He was like, you're just so gorgeous. And then he looks at me. He's like, my man would beat your ass at pool. And I'm like, bro, no ass pounding in the fucking bed, please. Then she was like, if I miss this shot, I'm sucking your whole dick in front of everybody. And I'm like, this is, hell yeah, this is the kind of territory claiming I can go. Let's manifest this destiny. I'm feeling white this evening. Don't go to the gay bar, boys. I'm too cute.
Just strong with this
I'll take you guys with me. I'll be like, that's my man's over there.
Bro, last time I went to a gay bar, I got molested.
Bro, almost.
Man, we know you liked it,
dude,
bro. Don't
then
lie.
I went to the bathroom. Craziest sign was in there, bro. So I had my porno mustache on. The girl said I look like a responsible young Republican. She said it took her rights. And I'm like, shit, I might. But she was like, you look like a cop, dude. And then I go into the bathroom at the gay bar. And tell me why there's this fucking sign on the mirror that says, remember the night you blew your future? And it's about drunk driving, bro. But I fucking walk out of there like, oh my God. I'm a fucking target. They think I'm their future.
You're all over there throwing mixed signals, huh?
I like it.
Nah, bro.
That's funny. You're the future and they blew it. I get it. That took me a minute.
I'm not a rapper, bro. This show is crazy, man.
No, I've seen Blake spit some bars. He's don't let him, you know, be modest. I've seen him spit some bars.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I had that Tonka Tough poem I wrote for you boys.
Tonka Tough.
Oh, God damn it, not this again, no.
I don't know.
Just saw Chris's reaction.
That stays on AC. That doesn't come over here. Leave that alone, Blake.
Oh, no.
That's AC lore, bro.
AC don't exist no more.
Lore.
It sort of exists. If I ever do any. Oh, what the fuck?
AC is extinct.
You know what? You guys shouldn't.
Still on Twitch.
It was like very confusing for me, but I found out whenever you wash your socks in a washer, load size just means the amount of clothes and how much you put in them.
Okay.
I was very confused.
There's something
you.
There.
This is. I'm not picking up what you're putting down, Blake. I'm sorry.
No, there's something there. I think it just didn't stick.
It wasn't sticky
not
enough,
anymore,
dude.
Not anymore, bro. I got that detergent, dude. That shit ain't sticking.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, to make sure you put that fabric softener in there, huh? To bring it back to life. To get the stretch back in it.
Man, what's really crazy is, like, dude, this chick was like, you should cream pie me. And I'm like, shit, fuck it. I can treat the pussy like a Ouija board. Let's bring back my 5 aborted kids.
I don't get it,
bro. You gotta bust nuts, wait a couple months, and then you got your fresh new kid, bro.
You want more kids?
Hell nah, bro. I'm gonna smash my fucking balls in a door, bro. I got one and I'm like, that's it.
That's enough for you.
That's probably dude, for
that's why I'm out here trying to find me a stepmom. I'm like, you got a kid too?
There you go.
That's my quota.
You balance it out.
You need to find someone that has two ties, my guy. Goddamn.
You gotta find someone with the black kids to balance out your whole life. You know.
Oh, that's true.
I know what I gotta do is get with a girl with endometriosis stage 3 or 4. I'm talking
you know,
like scar
I know
tissue,
someone. I don't know someone too.
That's cool. Hey man, you get that endometrial tissue star and that shit up, ain't nothing sticking. That's called a Teflon uterus right there, bro.
Would that make you a Teflon Don?
That's a Teflon Dong.
Jesus
that's how I got
fucking
the name
Christ.
Papa Long Dangler.
Yo, do y'all believe in aliens?
Yes.
Have y'all
not
seen
the ones in Mexico.
You don't believe the ones in Mexico?
I'm like, that's really clever that you guys should be bringing up aliens and still crossing the border. That's real crazy, though.
You know, the funny thing is, those aliens are aliens to Mexico, too, because they're from Peru.
I think they were really stoked.
So they're
like, look,
illegal.
We found someone on our border.
They're super illegal.
That's super duper.
No, but did y'all see the pictures of the little aliens and they're like this big?
Yeah.
They brought them from Peru. Apparently, like, the doctor isn't even Mexican. He just went to Mexico to try to prove that they were real. Apparently, it's like the third time. Apparently, it's like the third time he tries to do it.
So, funny coincidence. I'm on Instagram. I see that video.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I scroll up. There's another video. It's like an up-close video of the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker takes a knife and cuts it open, and it's a fucking cake.
Oh, that was a Photoshop video.
That's so cool. I don't know what to believe anymore.
I've seen that video. That one was Photoshop.
I was like, I don't know what to believe anymore. It might be cake. It might be real.
I mean, wouldn't it be the coolest thing that aliens found an alien?
For real. They're like, you want to talk about borders? These fuckers don't care, bro.
I don't know, man. I just feel like they're trying to desensitize us.
I don't know. Honestly, dude, I think they're legit. I think just because NASA's a little salty that they didn't find them first, they're trying to make the dude a fraud, you know? I think there's some credibility there. I think they might be legit.
I don't know.
They're fucking duendes, which are little elves that Mexicans believe in.
I heard alien cake. What the fuck's going on?
No, what we're talking about is like the aliens they found in Peru and took them to Mexico to study them.
Is that the fucking meme we've been saying all goddamn day today? Is that where that shit's from?
Probably.
A little midget, like mummified midget with a big ass head?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense.
I don't think things are cake. I was thinking like you take a bite out that snack.
No. I mean, I can pass off as cake.
No, because I was saying that, like, I watched that video and then I scrolled up, and the next video was like a closer picture of it. Someone takes a knife and cuts it, and it's a fucking cake.
I don't know. Cake doesn't sound bad.
Sounds great.
But I don't know. You don't think they're real?
I think they're real. I just feel like.
Do you think they're the aliens we were expecting to find?
No.
That's the better question, actually. That's for sure the better question.
I think they're legit. They just, like I said, NASA doesn't want to admit they're real aliens because, you know, they didn't find them.
Right. Well, not only that,
but they even dated it to, like, thousands of years ago.
I feel like the ones that are here now are different.
So here's a wild thing about where they found them. So in Peru, there's these things called Las Líneas de Nazca, which means the lines of Nazca. Okay, that's the place where they found these aliens. And what's pretty wild about it is, like, they're like little dirt mounds, right? But they're like 8 feet tall dirt mounds that from being on the floor level looking at them, you can't really tell what they are. But up in the sky, they make like a whole ass design. It's pretty wild.
Oh, yeah, I'm not talking about they were in Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah, so I was thinking. So what I was thinking was, because I rewatched all the Indiana Jones movies recently because the new one came out in June. I'm a big fan of Indiana Jones. Surprise! Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, they look like the whole the Crystal Skull, like the head does, from the actual movie, and like because there was like a whole bunch of Discovery Channel shit that they did around the time Indiana Jones and Crystal Skull came out. A lot of different documentaries and like doing like a whole like bunch of the Crystal Skulls that they found, the cut and shit like that. It's crazy. Like, and doesn't Peru have like those temples too? From like, don't they have like Aztec or Mayan temples in Peru?
Yeah, Machu Picchu. They have Machu Picchu. Yeah.
They were saying that
these are literally the designs and shit. I'm like, it looks small here, right? But these are actually,
it's fucking huge.
Like this line right here, my mouse is going over. That line is the road that goes through them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did a lot of digging. Like back this shit's this, but, wild. Like, you're saying that
I'm surprised they even put a road through it.
Yeah,
that one's the coolest one though. The spider one's like the most intricate one in my opinion.
And you know they haven't really been able to prove how they were made because they're literally, like I said, they're like 8 foot mounds that never erode. It rains there, like there's wind and there's no erosion on these things. They've been there for thousands and thousands of years.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that too. They're mysteriously like undisturbed in a sense.
Yeah, Yeah.
So, like, what was it say? You guys know, like, the whole, was it Mayan? Kuda Klog, I forgot, the white guy that they saw sail across, like, from the ocean. It was a Caucasian guy with a big, long-legged skull.
Christopher Columbus?
I forgot his name. No. It was before that. This is, like, way back then. It was, so, like, it was the whole, like, the whole thing with Cortez. Remember, like, they saw the Cortez okay. came in, they thought he was the reincarnation of their god that they served. Mm-hmm. And that guy was said to be a tall Caucasian guy with an elongated skull. And what those alien guys that they keep seeing with the memes, they kind of look like that. So it's kind of like proven to the point where like all those theories people had, the people that the Mayans did got all their inventions and like their mathematics from, mm-hmm. was actually from aliens.
Yeah, there's even a documentary on Netflix. It's called, I think it's called like Ancient
Civilizations.
Yeah, but there's one before that. Yeah. But I mean, they even talk about that where they think that, you know, the world is older, like civilization is older than what we believe it is. And if you look at it, like a lot of ancient artifacts, no matter what region you are, they look similar. And then like the pyramids are built in the same concept as a PC board, but that's not just in Giza. Huh? That's in Mexico. That's in Yucatan. That's in Machu Picchu. Like all these temples are built the exact same way and they all align with certain stars. Depending on their location.
The Temple of Giza aligns with Orion's Belt. I think something, I forgot what it is.
Yeah, but the Aztec one lines up with another star constellation. Well, and they line up with different constellations and shit. Then on top of that, there's a whole belief that the Amazon's older than... The Amazon used to be like New York City. Like, it used to be a super populated place. Back in the ancient civilization times, like before the Ice Age.
I think I seen that one where it's actually like under the Amazon is actually a city.
Yeah, they use LIDAR to figure it out.
Makes sense. There's also a thing that I read in one of my favorite books that like a lot of like the big ancient Chinese civilizations, Mayan, Aztecs.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember the other one. The person they viewed up to was a tall Caucasian man with a long skull that helped them, do things. So that's one of the things that kind of ties into everything. That's like whenever the Crystal Skull came out, I did a deep dive when I was like, fucking, when did that come out?
Yeah, Skull is interesting too because like it also taps into a lot of the Nazi beliefs because mm-hmm. you know the Nazis were like obsessed with finding all sorts of different artifacts and shit.
Mm-hmm. Like the Tesseract. You guys in Captain America, that's an actual movie. It's factual.
Yeah.
But no, it's interesting watching, like, you know, and there's also the thing, like, from what I've seen, the crystal skulls that they found, the way they mm-hmm. was able to be cut so smoothly, it's fucking ridiculous. Like, it's so smooth. Hey, look, well, it's E.T.
Even the pyramids. I mean, look at the pyramids and how they're built. It's wild.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's
And now each block of the pyramids is pretty much cut very smoothly as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, I guess polished would be the correct term to say.
Yeah. Oh, that shit's wild, bro. I think they're real. I don't think it's fake.
Hey, Dan, you see that meme I posted earlier?
Huh?
You see the meme I posted earlier about Kim Jong-un fucking trying to target Godzilla with missiles?
Yeah, that shit was hilarious. Dude, when I saw it, I busted out laughing so hard. And I was like, who the fuck posted this? And then I was like, oh, it was Chris.
I think I'm the only other person besides you that has access to the Weekly D account, unless Alan does. I don't know if he does or not.
I mean, everyone should have posted it multiple times.
I haven't posted anything.
I saw it on Facebook. I was like, this is funny.
Yeah, I have certain memes set up to be like automatically uploaded every day at a certain time.
Bro, I've been like on a meme dry spell. Like, I haven't found anything like worth posting until today.
Yeah, I've been just burning up all the memes I have, and then once I get close to running out, I'll just go find some more. But yeah, dude, fucking aliens. This shit's wild.
Yeah, aliens are real, bro.
Even though they announced it in 2020 when everyone was freaking out over the pandemic, but yeah. It's been announced for a while now.
See, and that's why I don't get why NASA's like, oh no, like they're not real. Like y'all have admitted fucking aliens are real already. Why not just go with it?
I mean, they released files.
And dude, I'm they
said it like in court, UFOs. Didn't they? Yeah,
they sent a bunch of files and like pictures of UFOs. I'm so surprised by how well the public took the news of aliens, like, you know, compared to like
also, like, the videos, none of them are really clear. They're all grainy-ass footage. And, I mean, we got 4K cameras in our pockets nowadays. That's every
video about anything mysterious in existence. Loch Ness Monster, no clear photo. Bigfoot, no clear photo. Aliens, no clear photo. Fucking Danny's gigantic penis, no clear photo. It's all mysterious. No, it's all a mystery.
Where's a photo?
Where's our heart? Like Danny's penis. No, but it's always so conveniently, like, you know, staged where, like, oh, we got a picture of fucking Nessie. Okay, I see. Like, that's just like fucking like an earthworm coming out of the goddamn ground. That's not fucking a Loch Ness monster.
It's
fucking,
it's, you can't all see zoomed shit in to try to distort it and shit.
Yeah, it's bullshit, dude.
Yeah, no, that's wild.
I mean, speaking of Bigfoot, dude, I still think Bigfoot could be a real man. There's been so many stories.
I mean, yeah, I think Bigfoot's like, it's something, right? I think it's like an extinct species. It's the last one of whatever species it was.
I mean, if we can keep discovering, what was the word? Fuck. I guess life in, like, the water at, you know, after, you know, 60 million years, we can, there's probably a bunch of things on, like, actual land that we haven't found because, you know, there's a lot of forests in America, or, like, a lot of forests in general, so you can't search every nook and cranny.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think Bigfoot could be real, man.
Oh, it'd be wild if it was, right?
It'd be great if it was, dude. That means there's something that's, you know, not as, like, straightforward in life. You live and you die. But now there's like a giant fucking 8-foot tall furry man.
I mean, it's kind of like some people don't believe that there's tribes in the Amazon.
Mm-hmm. That's actually very true.
That no one has contact with.
Yeah, that's.
But you know who does? Mr. Beast.
Goddamn.
No, he's done that. He's actually gone to Amazon, like, met with the tribes.
I mean, there's some tribes that are open to people, but there's tribes
that... There's some that, if, like, you get close, they see you, they chase you down and kill you.
That's like that tribe in Africa that's known for, like, killing people that get too close, and they'll kill them and eat them. And, like, there's been like, reporters that try to do reports with them, and they just end up killing them and eating them on camera.
It reminds me of a movie that you need to watch. It's a new one. I think it's called Tomahawk Ridge. It has Kurt Russell in it, and it's they found out there's an indigenous tribe that gone cannibalistic, and it's been targeting people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I've seen some trailer for it. It looks pretty good, but I can't fucking find it.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Yeah, I'll send you a link.
Send me a link when you find it.
Sidetracked. My bad.
Yeah, dude.
All right. Aliens, man.
Aliens, bro. It's kind of wild that, you know, Mexico tried to take that win on Hispanic Heritage Month, you know? The week before Mexican Independence Day? I mean, that's pretty wild. Trying to take one for the win.
Viva la raza.
Hell yeah, dude. It's Mexico Independence Day this weekend.
Shit,
I'm gonna get drunk.